Insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life a little more easier.
Ubley Motor Service will shock you with up to $125 back when you buy four Napa shocks or struts during Shocktoberfest going on now through October 31st. That's right, get up to a $125 rebate when Ubley Motor Service installs four Napa brand shocks or struts. Get a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires. Ubley Motor Service will computer balance for a smooth ride, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. Get ready for winter at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
And we're back here in Ubley as this one is wrapping up. Harbor Beach takes this one away, 34-22. Harbor Beach over Ubley.
Yes, Clark, and we'd like to thank Dan Delamarta for supplying our halftime guests. And boy, it was a surprise, but I think Ubley was more surprised than the way the Pirates scored on their three touchdowns. And we're going to take a look at our stats here, Clark. Go ahead and...
That's right. So let's go with a little game recap first. So with 6:02 left in the first quarter, Harbor Beach hit the scoreboard first, making it 7-0 after Sloan Klasky's 75-yard run in just two plays to make it 7-0. Then Harbor Beach struck again with 2:10 remaining in the first. Harbor Beach 14-0 after Kraft hit Ginther on a 27-yard pass in just three plays. PAT was good. Then in the second quarter, Harbor Beach once again 21-0 at 10:44 mark. Kraft had a 5-yard run and just five plays with the PAT good. Then here comes Ubley in the second quarter, 6:42 remaining. Ubley scores 21-8 on a Shaw 15-yard run, 2-point conversion good. Making it 21-8. I was eating that popcorn on the break there.
Yeah, see, now you know why.
Yeah.
Bring its fish, folks.
That's right. So then, not a minute later, in 53 seconds later, Harbor Beach scores on just three plays in the second quarter on a Kraft to Ginther pass, which was a result in a 74-yard play. In just three plays, Harbor Beach scores, making it 27-8. The PAT was blocked. Then we jump to the third quarter. Ubley scores first on a Kaufman 6-yard rush. Two-point conversion was good at the 2:39 marker. Then no action until the fourth quarter when Harbor Beach drove down the field. Kraft runs in for a 5-yard rush, making it 34-16 after the PAT was good. Then Ubley scored with 0 seconds remaining in the game on a Curtis Booms pass, 3-yard pass from Austin Drake to Curtis Booms. 2-point conversion was not tried because of the end of regulation, making it 34-22 Harbor Beach over Ubley. Individual stats. Let's start out with Ubley as a team. They had 322 total yards, 71 on 71 plays. 66 of those were, let's see here, trying to do the math, 66 carries or plays. I'm getting, mine is starting to go to the mush here apparently. 59 on the floor for 311 yards for Ubley offense, and then 7 attempts for 11 yards, and they connected on 2, so they're 2 for 7 on 11 yards through the air, for a total of 322 yards on 66 plays. Jason Kaufman, number 5, Jason Kaufman had 27 carries for 125 yards. Number 47, Jimmy Shaw, had 19 carries for 132 yards. And then we had number 11, Austin Drake, the quarterback, rushing 9 times for 41 yards. And then Jesse Franzel, 3 carries for 8 yards. And then Nick Sweeney touched the ball once for 5 yards. Passing, Austin Drake was 2 for 7 for 11 yards. And receiving, Jimmy Shaw had 8 yards and Curtis Booms 3 on the touchdown with no time remaining. On the other side of the ball, Harbor Beach, 353 yards total on 34 total plays, only 34, half the plays, and about the same amount of offense. Derek Puff had 5 carries for 30 yards all in the second half. Eli Kraft, 9 carries for 53 yards. Sloan Klasky had 9 carries for 102 yards, mostly due to that first drive, first carry of the night, 75-yard gain for the touchdown. Then number 47, Aaron Ginther, had 2 yards on 2 attempts. Passing, Eli Kraft, number 12, had 9 attempts. He connected on all 8 except for 1 for 166 yards, 8 for 9 for 166 for Eli Kraft, averaging 18.44 a pass. Then receiving, mostly to Aaron Ginther, 150 yards through the air on six receiving, and he caught every single one of those. Then Avery Wehner caught 2 for 16 yards, a 9 and a 7 there. So Harbor Beach, 353 yards on 34 plays. Ubley, 322 on 66 plays. That's going to wrap it up here in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach, the parents and everyone else on the field now celebrating. Ubley, as well, has a lot to be proud of. They have a great team here.
Well, the Pirates have to be commended. First of all, Coach Shelke from coming out and going away from the wing tee and spreading it out. And I'm sure that was a surprise. And also Coach Rubel coming up with a 10-man front in the box, or 10 men in the box, and one safety back. Of course, Ubley did the same thing to them, but they've done that in the past. But you haven't seen Arbor Beach come up and play 10 men in the box. So you got to give hats off to the coaches from the Pirates there. And those 3 quick scores take the wind out of your sails, Clark. And
Very quickly.
Do we have any other scores that we'd like to pass along?
Well, as of 9:02, which is about 14 minutes ago, it was in the fourth quarter, Sandusky at Marlette. Sandusky suddenly scored again, making it 22, Sandusky, Marlette 20. That's the last we've gotten heard from there. I don't think they've scored since, but it's going to be a tight one there, which means Harbor Beach and Marlette, as of right now, Harbor Beach is final, Marlette is not, which means Harbor Beach is undefeated in the GTC East. Marlette, if they lose this one, they have 1 loss as well, tying with Sandusky. Then Ubley has 2 losses in the GTC East as well. So, could be interesting. Next week, Harbor Beach, Marlette in Harbor Beach should be a good one.
Right, and they also have to go through Sandusky, so it's not over fat lady sings, as they say.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes, I thought I'd throw that out. I'm sure you've never heard of that.
Of course not.
All right, well, Clark, as we always say, if you don't know where your kids are going, ask them.
And as Ron Lehrman is signing off, this is Clark Ramsey saying so long from Ubley, Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 22. So long, and have a good one. You're tuned to WLIW, your home for high school sports.